Salt Lake City has been stepped into a court fight over immigration. It deals with people who've been arrested, but who then spend months or even years in jail before ever being deported. The legal fight has people on both sides sharing their opinions with the U.S. Supreme Court. Salt Lake City attorney Margaret Plain is with me live now on the KSL Newsline. In a broad sense, what is Salt Lake City doing here?
Well, Salt Lake City has joined as a friend of the court to the U.S. Supreme Court to sort of fill the court in on the local government's perspective on this case.
And what is the perspective on the case? Certainly this is a national issue playing out on a large stage.
It is, and Justice John Roberts ordered additional briefing in this case, and that's where local governments got together and said, let's help the court understand the impact on local communities when non-citizens are detained indefinitely and how it can destabilize their families and their communities. And it can result in a needless burden on taxpayers.
Is this a problem we've actually been seeing a lot of or some of here in Utah?
You know, we know that it is a problem for some families and communities in Utah. We didn't have an opportunity, given the very short time frame for supplemental briefing, to do any in-depth investigation into our community. But we know it's happening here.
So what's the next step in this process?
Well, like I say, we joined with other local governments to let the court know that indefinite detention without an opportunity to appear in front of a judge hurts communities and that it's very expensive for taxpayers. And to help them understand some of those local impacts, the court will, you know, take additional briefing. They'll read everything they've got, and they may or may not decide this on due process issues. We'll just have to wait and see.
Now, when you hear immigration, you immediately think Muslim ban, Ninth Circuit Court. This is a completely different case, is it not?
It is a completely different case. It's been in the pipeline for a number of years. What's similar with the president's executive order is that it's a constitutional thicket in terms of the power the U.S. government has over immigration detention decisions. And what's really at issue in this case, again, is whether non-citizens have a right to an individualized hearing in front of a judge rather than an indefinite detention. And that indefinite detention is just, like I've said before, it's very expensive and it's very disruptive for families and communities. And sometimes it shifts the burden onto local governments and others who, you know, pick up the pieces if the kids need to go into foster care or the breadwinner's no longer around. And that's not right. What we're advocating for here really is that individualized determination. And if the people are flight risks or safety risks, then they should continue to be detained, but they should have the opportunity, like criminal defendants do in this country, to come before a judge.